My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
When I met Sergio and I was 43 and he was 24, I think at the beginning people were like, oh, let's watch this play out. Here we go. Another girl having a midlife crisis who just met a fuck boy. And right. I get it.
So let's talk about that stigma for a second. What are some of the struggles that you have to get through? The Real Housewives of Dubai is taking a pause. Can you talk about it? Were you given a call yet? And how do you feel about that?
I don't think I've actually physically wanted to harm someone as much as I have in this show.
Is there some sort of reality show that you would hope to be on? Are you fine with not being on TV right now? Like, where is your head with all that?
Oh my God. Everyone, every day asks me to go back to London.
Do you have something on your bucket list? Like, will you ever have a kid with Sergio, even if you decide to adopt?
So we actually spoke to a surrogacy clinic yesterday.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. I'm really excited about my guest today. Let me introduce you, although there's no introduction needed at all. But if you don't know her, her name is Caroline Stanberry. She's a British entrepreneur, TV personality, and all-around luxury lifestyle icon. You might know her from her Ladies of London days, where she gave us a glimpse into high society, or from, more recently, The Real Housewives of Dubai, where she's always dazzled with her wit and confidence. Speaking of Dubai, there's been some buzz about the series being put on pause. While nothing has officially been confirmed by Bravo, Caroline does address where she stands with this news. Caroline has reassured fans also that she'll keep sharing her life no matter what happens with the show. But Caroline isn't just about reality TV. She's a sharp businesswoman who's built her personal brand into a powerhouse. And she hosts a podcast now where she talks about relationships, reinvention, and thriving through life's curveballs. On the other side, she's a mom of three and recently married to our favorite, Sergio, a former Madrid soccer player. Their relationship, with its age gap of almost 20 years and unique dynamics, have captivated fans around the world. Caroline is bold, glamorous, and unapologetically herself, making her someone you'll definitely want to keep up with. Please enjoy my conversation with Caroline Stanberry. Caroline, thank you so much for joining me today on Misunderstood. It's such an honor to finally meet you.
Thank you for having me. Really nice to meet you.
We have all these mutual friends, so I've heard so much about you from different people, and I just find you so fascinating. And it's funny, we always have like a running tally of people that our listeners want to hear more about, and you are a reoccurring name on that list. So it is great to finally have you here.
Thank you. How exciting. I'm very happy to be here.
I know. So I love that. I want to tell people that you are in Dubai right now. It's 7:30 at night for you. It's 10:30 in the morning for me. I love it. And I want to know, first and foremost, what is going on in Dubai? Like, you're sitting here all cozy. I love it. But I have never been. And I imagine that it is a place where it's very extravagant and all sorts of things happening. Is it similar to the United States in any way, shape or form?
I guess the closest thing to it is Vegas. It's like an adult playground. Mm. If you want to, you could be out every single night of the week. Last night, I was out in the baccarat room at a girlfriend's birthday, dress red, glamorous. It's just, you know, You can be out every day in dressed up full hair and makeup and gowns in fast cars. Like you go outside and everyone's got a sports car. It's kind of crazy. And it's got worse, I have to say. It's the number one tourist place in the world today, and it is just booming. I can't quite explain. I think this week I'm going to three restaurant openings, but like Bioli from south of France, Cannes, Sexy Fish from Miami and London. Like everybody is coming here. Everybody is here. So it's a great time to be in Dubai.
And what's the weather like right now?
Now is perfect. It's actually really, really, this is the best time of year because it's slightly colder in the evening, and you can wear jeans and like even a shirt in the day. Otherwise, it's like boiling. So it's a
Got it.
lovely time right now. I'm lying by the pool and very happy.
Love that. So do they have seasons there at all?
Well, summer is unbearable. So summer is like where everyone kind of like does a mass exodus out of Dubai. And then it's always hot. It's
Got
always,
it.
we don't have like cold weather if that's what this is, as cold as it's getting. So
Right. And do you leave during the summer?
I used to leave during the summer, but Dubai is so set up for this weather. The schools are actually wider. All the sports are brought indoors, all the playing's done inside. Every place is air conditioned. In Dubai, nobody really, there's not like people don't walk to places. You take your car.
Oh, wow.
So you can be okay and live here during that heat. And I just run out into the pool and run. But I don't even let my dogs outside in that heat. They can only go out
Right.
for 5 minutes and they have to come back in.
Yeah, it's funny. I used to live in Vegas for many years, and during the summer, the heat was so, the ground was so hot that I would have to wait and take them out in the evenings. And it
Yeah.
was really terrible. It was sort of unbearable. But when you get that good weather, it does feel
But you
phenomenal.
do acclimatize. You do
Yeah.
acclimatize, and I feel like I just have, and it's just part of life now. I used to leave my house for 3 months and travel, but I have three teenagers, and it's just not practical anymore to travel for 3 months.
Yeah.
Not to mention the cost of three rooms in any
Right.
hotel you go to, and traveling around the world with three kids. So I just, and actually, they don't want to go away and travel around the world for 3 months. They just don't. They want to be with their friends. So we just, everyone's got used to it.
Right. Oh, I love that. So you've been there, what, 10 years now?
Yes, it's absolutely just snuck up on me. I don't know how it's happened. It has been almost 10 years, and I absolutely love it. I really love it.
That's amazing. Wait, so take me back to what made you have make that decision to move there, and remind our listeners like where you were in your life at that point.
So 10 years ago, I just finished Ladies of London. In fact, I had left Ladies of London. I think, anyone that's ever done reality TV will tell you it's very, very hard to make. It's a very stressful situation that you live in. And mine was with my friends and family. So I decided to leave, and I wanted just, a new time in my life. And my ex-husband worked in another country, but quite close to here. So he was like, look, why don't we try Dubai? And I'd never been to the Middle East, didn't know much about it other than it was a nice place to pop into on the way to the Maldives. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm up for an adventure, and I think that's indicative of anyone that follows me or see my life. I'm up for a complete adventure any day. And I thought, all my friends said, you're nuts. No, what on earth are you doing moving to the Middle East? And let me tell you, back then it looked nothing like this. And everyone thought I was crazy, that all of this didn't really exist. And now every friend that ever told me I was nuts is moving here.
Oh,
That's
wow.
what's funny. Half my London friends are now here, and I'm like, it's hilarious.
And is it an easy place to acclimate to? I don't mean the weather, but like making friends and finding your,
Oh
what
yeah,
you want to
they're so
do.
welcoming. Everybody's so welcoming. So I ended up, just saying, because my ex-husband wanted to be closer to work, and he was always gone 2 weeks of every month. That I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. And if I don't like it, I can go back, right? I mean, I always believe that you should try things, and if you don't like it, go back. But I never went back, and it was the best decision I've ever made. And it's just a wonderful place to bring up children and to have a life. Like, I mean, I still live in a house where I don't have a key. Like,
Yeah.
I've never locked the doors. I mean, you would think I was absolutely out of my mind in any other country but this.
Right. No, I totally get that. I love that. And don't they, I mean, I've heard that it's really much different there than in the United States, or probably in London too, where you are very safe in terms of paparazzi or people being private. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can't take a photo of someone without their permission. So there are no paparazzi. So it always makes me laugh when you see in the newspapers or magazines in America or in London going, so and so was caught on their Dubai holiday. No, they weren't. You called them.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. So take me back before you were on Ladies of London. I'm curious, like, how you even got into reality TV. Can you tell me a little bit about like your upbringing and how you found yourself on TV for the first time?
Well, my upbringing is very, very English, and I think that's what probably catapulted me in the Bravo universe, I suppose, because, they love, I guess I'm kind of a Lisa Vanderpump character in a way, and they love that British accent. And I always find Americans love are fascinated with us Brits.
Love it.
And yeah, it doesn't matter
Because you
what I
guys could
say
say anything and sound
in this
so
accent,
smart
yes.
and sexy. I love it. It's so good.
Accent, I could literally do anything, I know. And so I think, just I went to boarding school from 6 to 18, so I think I'm just hyper independent. I've always just done my own thing and followed my own path and never really conformed to many rules. And I think that, when I started I was an entrepreneur first. So I built a business. I had 80 something female employees, raised my first, however many million in my late 20s, built a business for 10 years, which you all saw on Ladies of London. And I think when I had $22 billion worth of board directors and investors, so I had a lot of pressure on me, and they wanted me to double my turnover, and I was like, how am I going to do that? And I'd been approached by reality TV 6 times, and I'd said no. I was like, absolutely not. I'm a businesswoman. Who has time? How am I going to film this? I don't want it. And reality TV wasn't a thing in the UK at that point.
Yeah,
I think they.
I was gonna ask, was there a stigma to doing reality
Yeah,
TV?
huge, huge stigma. Like especially from where I'm from, it's like it was considered really low to do. And so I thought, again, I'll give it a go. If I don't like it, I've always had the sort of this thing inside me, which is like try everything, because I thought to myself, if I get on it and I don't like it, what are they going to do? Force me? I can just I'll leave. They may not be happy with me, but I can get out. But what if I love it and then I can't, someone else has taken my job and I can't back in? So that's always just like with moving to the Middle East, exactly. I had the same thought process. Just try it. And if you don't like it, obviously it's really scary to do something like that. I had terrible anxiety the night, but I'd never done TV. I'd never done anything like this. And that's how I ended up on TV. I think so many people was like, this is, there were very few female CEOs back then with a big, big company like mine. And, I was on the cover of like, Sunday Times and things like this for my business. So I think everyone kept giving them my name. And that's how I ended up on TV. And then I just suddenly thought, I just got closer and closer to it. I was like, after I said no, they said they were shutting the casting. Then I said, okay, I'll just do the casting. No one's going to see it. And then I was the first, pretty much the first phone call that they're like, you got it. And then I was like, oh, now what? I wasn't expecting to get it.
Hey, Misunderstood listeners, this episode is brought to you by Lola Vie. Yes, the award-winning hair care line founded by none other than Jennifer Aniston herself. With the holiday season upon us, it's the perfect time to embrace the joy of giving. And let's be honest, what could be better than the gift of gorgeous, healthy hair? Jen created Lola Vie because she, like so many of us, was tired of choosing between hair care products that actually worked and ones that were good for us. So she set out to create the ultimate clean, plant-powered hair care line. Whether your hair is curly, straight, fine, or thick, Lola Vie has something for everyone. The secret sauce? Their Bee Pro 3 Bond technology derived from chia seeds. It's clinically proven to repair, protect, and prevent signs of damage and aging in your hair. It doesn't just mask the problem, it combats dry and breakage at the source, giving you visibly stronger, healthier hair. Now, let me tell you about my experience. I've been using the Ultimate Care Kit, and it's been a game changer for my hair. The restorative shampoo and conditioner made my hair feel softer and healthier after just one wash. And the Glossing Detangler, wow, it is my go-to for battling frizz, protecting my hair from heat styling, and adding that salon-worthy shine. If you're looking for the perfect gift this season, definitely check out that Ultimate Care gift. This holiday season, unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As a listener of this show, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use the code Rachel15 at checkout. That's LOLAVIE.com with promo code Rachel15. Holistic Goddess has been such a trusted resource for me on my health journey. One product I really wanted to highlight is their Holistic Menopause Support by PhD Health. It's been a game changer for me during perimenopause, and here's why I love it. It eases discomfort. It really helps with hot flashes and mood swings. The ingredients in it, including creatine, support mental sharpness. I feel more focused and clear-headed, which is so important for my busy days. Go to holisticgoddess.com and use code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off all orders. And it's kind of different than some of the shows are now. You guys really knew each other, correct?
Yes, we really knew each other, and we were, I think is, although we obviously, there was conflict, I think English people fight differently. Mm-hmm. Our conflict seems like, you know, teddy bears having a fight compared to housewives.
Right. Yeah. Do you, like, what do you feel about the arc of how it's progressed since you were on TV then and now? I mean, the fights, like you're saying, are much different from watching everything from New Jersey to even being in Dubai. Like, what has changed?
I think, look, these TV shows run and run, and the audience falls in love with the characters and who we are. And I think mm-hmm. that sometimes the longer it goes on, the harder it is for some of these people to be authentically themselves. You know, they kind of, I feel like there's sometimes too much drama.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I do understand that you can't watch people sort of painting their nails all day either. So, you know, I think with the world that we're in today, I'd like to have seen more business, more fun, more friendship rather than the women I know and enjoy. We kind of elevate each other. We don't, you know, rip each other down. But the thing is, in these shows, even though, you know, what happens is, I suppose, there's an ounce, and it's a natural thing. There's ego becomes involved, jealousy becomes involved. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone you didn't expect becomes the breakout star, and you wanted to be the breakout star. Many people come on with sidekicks and thinks that their sidekick will remain right there and that they can control them. But that doesn't happen, and it never happens, because you can't control an audience.
Yeah.
Right. And you also can't control six different women with very different views.
Right.
And, you know, I think the fact that a lot of these shows, you know, look, some of the places, they are old friends, but Dubai is new, right? So we were kind of a bit more new to each other. And you do become friends because obviously you spend so much time together. It's just friends in a different way. It's slightly like brothers and sisters, because on the one hand, you're sharing something so amazing and different, and like no one else can understand what it's like. On the other hand, you literally want to do harm. Like, I don't think I've actually physically wanted to harm someone as much as I have in this show.
Right. That's so funny. Yeah, but I do understand that when you're in a circumstance with somebody. You know, I have done some reality shows in the past where I did Celebrity Rehab, you know, for example, 10 years ago. It was 3 weeks, you're in a room. And what people really don't understand is there is a level of, you know, this toxic environment that creates almost like a shared, you know, you guys have to really have empathy for what each other has been through. So even though I haven't talked to some of these people, a couple of them have died, unfortunately, but the five that are remaining, I will always have a soft spot, even though it was very difficult being with them, because we've gone through this really difficult time that not a lot of people can understand. So even though you guys aren't living together, you guys are still sharing this thing and knowing what it's like for outsiders to have to come into your little world. And I think that creates an environment of of a level of trust and understanding that no one really will understand besides you guys.
100%. And I think it's, you know, it's difficult for your normal friends and your friend group. So, you know, navigating this whole life is very, very difficult. I tried to have two different lives in one respect as well with a group of friends. Like, I think of it a little bit like going to boarding school. So I prepare myself to spend this amount of time with my, you know, with my friend group. And then I also want to see my other friend group.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important that you don't go nuts.
Right.
Like,
yeah. So what's the difference, do you think? So you ended up leaving Ladies of London. By the way, what was your experience overall? Did you end up loving that decision that you made, or were you like, this is enough for me?
My experience overall, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I had so much fun. But by the end of it, I was tired.
Yeah.
You know, look, the first two seasons are always fun because you're getting to know each other and everything like that. But then, as I said, competition comes in. Maybe the press wants you for everything and not somebody else. And she's like, well, it's my turn. Why am I not getting it? And then, you know, they want to bring you down because they want to rise. And that's very, very tiring. But it's completely natural. I can't even blame them for doing it because I'd feel exactly. And I was the breakout star. So I did get a lot of the attention, which annoyed a lot of the girls. And it's completely natural, right? So I think.
Was it helpful to your business, though, too?
Well, looking back now, was it helpful to the business? I think housewives more so, because I'm doing a different type of business. When I was the breakout star in Ladies of London, you know, it kind of took me away from my business because that was a physical building that I was in the whole time. And I do feel that, you know, obviously you can't be in an office all day. I had to go to the girls' events, which I found quite difficult. Like, I'd be going to a baby shower and I should be in a board meeting, you know, and that's the difference, right?
Right. I get it.
Okay, I don't have that job now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So what, explain to the people listening, like, then what your life became in Dubai. You take this risk, you move somewhere new. You try, you know, obviously you're not with your ex-husband anymore. Your life is completely different now. And in the last 10 years, obviously a lot of things have changed for you. Do you feel like you are in like the best time of your life right now? Like, give me a little bit of insight that where you've now become.
Well, I moved to the Middle East with my ex-husband. We got divorced. It must be 6 years ago now. I am feeling the best I've ever felt. So I think I wanted to be a proper housewife, not a TV star. I thought I was going to be a housewife and just be my husband's wife. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I realized pretty quickly that I had to go back to work, that I just could not sit around a house in Dubai with no friends and do nothing. And in Dubai, I was at that time, you know, and quite new, and no one was living here from reality TV at all. So, you know, I think there was just me and Lindsay Lohan lived out here.
Right.
You know.
So for those 6 years, were you just really not on TV at all? You were really focusing on your family and your life?
I was not on TV. I did. I built my business. I did my radio. I just did other. I took a break. Mm-hmm. I just took time out, and I think it was so important. But I think I was so strung out too and tired from, you know, running a business that size, and doing a TV show at the same time for as many years. It's not easy to do. Plus, blocking out the noise of what everyone thinks you are or who you are.
Right.
On top of raising three little children, because I had twins and I had my daughter. So, I mean, frankly, I'm surprised my marriage lasted as long as it did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think I got to Dubai and I just wanted this whole new life. And then I discovered my whole new life and I just started changing. I think I went through it was like a catalyst for me. You know, I just changed my life completely. I always say that I think I had a midlife crisis, definitely, and I was in it. And now I see it as my midlife growth, I guess.
Yeah, awakening or something.
Awakening, that's what they say, yeah.
It must have been really frightening, I'm assuming, to move to this new place, have a marriage dissolve. Were you thinking maybe I need to move back home where I have some support and a village to help? Or you were like, I can do this on my own here?
No, I'm a loner. I actually, when I'm going through a crisis, I prefer no one's around. So I like to, I kind of like, I'm very insular, so I'll helicopter myself and decide what I'm going to do. And you know, when your marriage is breaking down, I was traveling all the time anyway. I just got on a plane. I was always said I was happier out the house than in it. And then, you know, then I met Sergio and I was 43 and he was 24, which also everyone was like, I mean, I've never done anything the right way round, I suppose. I mean, you know, everyone was like, what the actual fuck? Have her committed? And I probably would have said, in fact, I have said the same to a very good girlfriend of mine who did exactly this, and hers didn't work out. And I went back afterwards when I, you know, met Sergio and said, oh God, if God had a stick, here I am. I'm so sorry I spoke about you this way.
Right. Wow. So wait, tell people who again may not be familiar with the story, how did you meet Sergio and explain the beginning of that relationship?
So I was traveling again and I had my podcast back then. It was called Divorce Not Dead. No, it wasn't. What was it called? It was called something else. I was just starting. I was doing a tour. I was going to do a tour around America. It was just before COVID, but then it got shut down in theaters. And it was called According to Caroline. That was it. And it was my first ever one in Newport Beach. And I had all my girlfriends with me, like Shiva Sefar and Alexandra von Furstenberg and all of these amazing Tracy Tutor, and we were all on stage and I'd organized this, Patty Stanger, and Sergio walked in. He was on a date having come back from playing football, and he was doing his master's or degree in UCI, so he was living there, and he had been playing football in the States. And he was just in the audience. And literally, it was a female empowerment talk. So I couldn't understand why he was there anyway. And he was so hot. But he came into the VIP room and I was like, oh, are you single? Because I was thinking of my girlfriend, actually. And he said, yes, we got talking. And then I had to go because so we just swapped numbers quickly. And I said, oh, you know, we'll get in touch. And then that was it. And then as I'm sitting outside at the end of the show, he was still there. And he walked out, and I just looked. He touched the back of my head, and I went, "There goes my future husband."
Oh my gosh.
And
So you
4 years later, I'm married to him.
amazing. So let's talk about that stigma for a second. So I was married to somebody who was 10 years younger. I have a child with him, and I will say it did not work out for me. But it was I hearing your story now, I realize you and I are very similar. I'm very much to myself. I'm an individual. I make a lot of my own decisions. I'm very spontaneous. I was in boarding school since I was 12, so I feel like I really raised myself, and I don't have a home base to go to, which has been sometimes sad, but I don't know that I would even have leaned on it had it been there for me, you know? And I felt like I had to grow up fast. So I chose to date a younger kid because kid bo man because he came with to me with no baggage because he was so young, but he was so good looking, and I was like, well, this works. And I started to see how nice he was, and he checked a lot of boxes. But as time went on, you know, I had a kid very quickly with him, and you know, I started to see that the reversal in what I needed for looking at a man, I couldn't be the man and the woman. And it seems like Sergio obviously is very different. But when you don't have a balance of taking care of each other a little bit, I'm not even talking about monetarily, that really affected our relationship. And I think that's what made it end because I stopped looking at him as this man that I wanted to lean on or could lean on. I had to have all the answers, you know, and that to me broke down the relationship. So for you, how has it been? Obviously, you guys have a great relationship, but what are some of the struggles that you have to get through? And it's not even age, but just within the two of you.
Well, look, there's age factors both ways. And you know, again, I think being in boarding school, we both know how to helicopter ourselves. So I go to myself, look, the thing, there are downsides. Obviously, there are downsides to dating. He's almost 20 years younger than me, 19 years younger. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are wrong with it, but there are a lot of things that are right with it. And I outweigh them because I think about like what I would have had if I had someone who was 50 or 55, which is age appropriate for me. He would hate my lifestyle. We would not be traveling. We would have to go around his schedule. We would not be, I would not be belly laughing and watching a dick dance in the morning.
Right.
You know, all of the things that I love, right? And it's just brightens my day. We go running. We you know, stop. We do such spontaneous, crazy shit. And I love it.
Yeah.
And it keeps me young. But what are the downsides to it? Obviously, of course, you know, Sergio has been with me since he was 24 and he's been looked after because he was at Real Madrid. So, you know, he was always looked after and cared for in a way. He went from his mother to me, right? Mm-hmm. I've taught him everything. Mm-hmm. But the other side, I've never had a man take such good care of me.
Right.
Like his entire life is dedicated to making me happy.
Right.
Like
and a
making
priority,
sure
yeah.
I'm his only priority. He doesn't go out with friends. He's not interested in going out with the boys. I send him out with the boys because sometimes I wouldn't mind, you know, I'm like, I need a bit of space just to be me.
Sure.
And he always wants to come home. He doesn't look at other women. He's, you know, he's building a beautiful business for me and for my, you know, Bali was all him. Everything, he found the land, built it, did everything. It's insane. I haven't been involved at all. And that's for my old age. Like he's literally preparing for where we are going to retire to, even though I'm like, well, you won't be of retirement age, but okay. You know, and it's a beautiful thing. Like I think on the other hand, I see someone who's so committed because I think the age works for us and against us, right? Mm-hmm. But there are so few things that I can't overcome. Do I get frustrated being the man and the woman and making all the big decisions sometimes, but also I do know that having had a, you know, an older man or, you know, a more serious man in a way, you know, it's more, well, not serious, but what they call traditional.
Yeah.
I also don't want that life where he chose everything and I have to have, you know, I have to do these big dinners all the time and I have to be, you know, this certain kind of person. I'm authentically myself, be it like, I'm not worried how I look. I don't care if I've got gray hair. I don't care. He never makes me feel less than. I am his queen.
Yeah.
So, you know, the things that I have to teach him, he gets really quickly. He runs, his whole life is running all of this. I can't happen without Sergio anymore.
Right.
He
right. And I think
literally does everything.
That I think it's very interesting that people have been hung up on the age thing because what people do forget is, okay, so there's an age, but there's plenty of women that are dating men 20 years older. And exactly like you're talking about, it becomes, that becomes difficult too. And you end up kind of losing your identity with somebody that much older because you're either the side piece or the trophy wife, or you have to tone
you have to
your
move
life.
Into his house. You can't touch anything. It's not your home. Like
right.
Our home is our home. We built it together.
Right. And I think what people forget is when you find someone that is more, you know, compatible with you, that's the thing that people forget about. You know, like you're having fun, all these positives, the green flags you're talking about, people tend to forget about that. And that's the hardest thing to find. So when you find that, the age kind of should go out the window.
When we argue, it's for 2 seconds because he makes me laugh so much. I can't even stay mad with him. It drives me nuts. Like I'm literally on the floor belly laughing. Now, a belly laugh for me is worth, you know, I don't know what. And I always find if you're happy, money comes, honey. Money comes. I'm never worried about money. You know, we are the most successful, and I'm probably the most successful today that I've been in a very long time because I'm happy.
Right.
And I think before I was blocked, and even like, you know, in housewives and things like this, you know, it's very hard to do positive jobs sometimes, you know, because you're so like, you're just in this thing where you're just fighting off people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Sergio, we are so embraced as a couple now, because I think at the beginning people were like, oh, let's watch this play out, shall we?
Right.
You know,
right.
Here we go, another girl, woman in her middle, you know, having a midlife crisis who just met a fuck boy. And
right.
I get it, you know, I really get it. And I, as I said, but he has overly proved himself, right?
Right.
It's not like he came into my house and I gave him a fucking credit card. That's just
right.
not how it works. If anything, I take all his money. I said, whatever is in the bank is now mine and I will be distributing it. And that's how I like to do it, right? And the thing is, he actually doesn't care because he's more creative. So he's like, you do that and I'm going to build this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what's been so, so great. And he only wants to watch me win.
Right. That's amazing. And it is so hard to find women or men that want to watch you win. So when you find one, you hold on to them very tightly.
It is mostly,
I truly believe that.
You become, you know, in my last relationship, I think we were slightly competitive. If I really look back, we used to compete against each other. You know, like,
yeah,
men get funny if the woman's earning a lot of money.
Right.
They get funny,
100%.
You know.
Threatened,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're threatened. So I think younger, he's like, well, I'm on the train. If you're making a lot of money, great, because it's for us.
Exactly.
So I'm going to help you make more money.
So, all right. And talking about how well you guys are doing now, can you talk about some of the businesses that you guys are working on?
It's nuts. So we have a wellness brand, Bust the Label, which actually, as we speak, we're onboarding to the Vitamin Shoppe in America.
Oh, amazing. So,
yeah. And I'm going to be in March doing, I think, a tour of, we're going into 600 stores, which is fantastic. So that was Sergio and my idea as well. So that's really exciting. We're launching new products coming soon.
And what kind of, it's like a multivitamin now or anti-aging?
Well, so we've got, currently I'm going to be doing more anti-aging, actually. I'm so big into it, but I just did the classics for now, probiotics, ashwagandha for stress and sexual health and like focus and immunity. And then probiotics for bloating and hair loss, because my husband's there going by and I've got the world's worst memory. You see, I need to take my own pills. Biotin for hair loss. So these are all things I have to take every day, because anyone over 35, I don't know about you, but my hair was just thinning like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I made the minimum strength gummies. And I like them because I don't like pills. So I'm going to be introducing a lot more, and we are going on the shopping network too.
Oh,
so
great.
It's really exciting time. But we're on the Vitamin Shoppe coming very soon. The website will launch in the next week, I think.
I love that.
So I can-
and when you guys get into the anti-aging stuff, because I'm 49, I'm going to be 50 in a month. I'm going to tell you what I would like as your target audience. Something with like collagen. I don't know if you have gummies for that kind of thing, or
I
like,
am. I'm going to do collagen, and I want NAD in it if I can get it.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Not easy in a gummy, but I found something similar. So I'll let you know. Collagen, 100%. We're going to do a collagen shot.
Oh, amazing! And then something for perimenopause, because I feel like it's coming. Or it's here.
I think we're probably all in it.
Right.
Sergio says he needs a gun. Like, I'm like, yeah. I hate to tell you, my moods are horrendous. Ashwagandha kind of helps for the mood swing. That's I've done the maximum strength one as well, but that I take every night, and it just sort of settles you or calms you down.
Right.
So especially if you go into those sort of hot anger flushes.
Right. Right.
Which,
okay.
But I'm going to do a lot more on perimenopause and menopause and all of these kind of things. 100%. I want to do a collagen beauty shot, just because I do peptides and all of this as well. So I'd like something I could take every day. I didn't really realize it was going to take off as fast as it did. So suddenly I'm like trying to make more very quickly of all the new products. So I will take all your notes. Sergio, I hope you heard that. She does want the collagen shot. We all do. And the NAD. So we're doing that. So that's really exciting. And then we've got Bali, which is 18 rooms and three residents right now.
Wow.
And Samsara Nest. We've just built the boundary walls and put all the MEP in. And it's really, really exciting. It's Sergio's baby. And hopefully that will be ready in 2 years, I think.
And what's the goal? I mean, I know you said you want to end up there, but are you looking to do, is this going to be an Airbnb, a hotel
yes.
of some sort?
So it's like a mini, it's an Airbnb boutique-y hotel kind of thing. So
amazing.
No, there was no plan. As it's going to be, I think each room is a different feel and experience. So I love Instagrammable, experiential. If you're a couple, Bali's kind of a place where couples like to go and do naughty things and have a nice romantic time. So we've got one oasis room. We've got a bamboo room. We've got an African room. We've got rooms from all over the places that Sergio and I have traveled. And just every room is different and sexy, so that, you know, once you're in the hotel, because again, in these kind of experimental hotels, you know, the ones that you feel like you're going into a different world, you kind of want to do one night in each room and try them. And
Oh,
I
so
really love
cool.
those kind of hotels. So we're doing treehouse room, and you can
Oh.
have dinner in the tree, and it's just really, really pretty. He's done a phenomenal job. I'm
Oh, I
very,
love
very,
that. And then maybe you
yeah.
guys will have like a wellness component, 'cause since you seem to be so into
100%.
that.
We're
That would
building
be
a
cool.
beautiful spa, and we're going to have all our wellness things in it. And also, I'd like to host retreats there, because really, I could do my podcast live, invite you all down in my head, or you're all coming to visit me, basically. And I'll grow old with
Exactly.
everybody.
That's so awesome. But have you in America have I think they have it in Europe too, but have you done the ashram here? Do you know what that is?
No, what's that?
It originally started in Calabasas. Now they have it in I saw they have it in Iceland. I think they have it in Spain. Anyway, you pay $10,000 for the week. You kind of go alone. You don't go with a partner so you can really focus on yourself. And you do an entire day for 7 days of wellness stuff, hiking for, 6 hours. It's kind of at a slow pace, but the long distance. By the way, at the end of the 7 days, your body's totally changed. Men lose about 20 pounds, women lose around 10. And the food is totally different than you've ever had. They make you eat with chopsticks the whole time, so you really understand what you're putting in your mouth. And then it's a lot of A-type personalities, and they're all getting to know each other. And it's just all learning new health and wellness things and classes in the evenings and yoga. So it's amazing. And then at the end, you've really made these great friends, but at the same time, you've really detoxed and lost weight. And people obviously will go anywhere to lose weight. So I love programs like that.
Well, 100%. So first of all, you lost Sergio at you go on your own, because he won't go anywhere without me. We definitely want to do something like that, just on a maybe a softer scale. Sergio and I
Yeah.
have done many things like that. So we climbed the Himalayas together, 12
Amazing.
days on a mountain, and we met 15 people we didn't know. And let me tell you, by the end of it, you're really good friends. And actually, funnily enough, we were out with the guy the other night, and he's the owner of Bulldozer Group, and they have 120 restaurants around the world, Gaia, Cipriani, like everything, right? We met him on the mountain, and nobody cares on the mountain who you are at all. The only commodity you have over there is loo roll. That's all you care about. I understand, and I love experiences like that. And actually, we love to take experiences where we go and push ourselves to the limit, and we get uncomfortable, for sure. We do a lot of gut health. We've been to a lot of health spas. We're going to Shiva Som now. We've just been to Viva Maya a lot, which is like a medical clinic in Switzerland, and it's on the on a lake, and it's you have to chew your food like 20, 30 times or something before you eat it.
I know, I've been to one of
But
those
it's
things.
similar, and
Terribly
you lose a
hard,
lot
by
of
the way.
weight. Yes, and you completely detox and clean your body. Your eyes different. Your health is different. I definitely would like to incorporate something like that into our, hotel. Because we've already sold the residences, we want to find another piece of land anyway, but build more residences, because so many people out there contacted me about these houses, because I think everybody's looking for community living. Everybody wants to feel part of something today, because I think after COVID, we all separated and were so isolated that the idea of like, and a lot of people haven't found love. And that's okay not to find love, because I always tell my girlfriends, well, then you'll ship in men, and I'm sure you'll meet men and have fun, and then you'll keep your girlfriends. Like, I'm not scared of being my own ever. Like, I, you know, if my if God forbid, obviously Sergio, he's out there listening, but if God forbid it didn't include him, I would hope that I'd have all my girlfriends living near me, and we'd have off, right? But obviously it does include him, and it will include him, but the worst happened, I would be fine like that. And that's what I think these communities do. Instead of being scared of what your old age looks like, it's pretty, empowering. Like, my old age will be like this, and my girlfriends will all have houses. So the people that are buying into my community are really purchasing a lifestyle. And, they know that we're going to be there. They know that, they're going to meet like-minded people.
I think that's actually really important because I think there is a fear of growing old alone and people either settle or, everyone's on a dating app and everyone's talking about meeting somebody and it is really hard to meet the right person that you want to be in a foxhole with. Listen, at our age, people are pretty damaged by the time you've gone through life. And unless you do the work to like be able to use those experiences to be a better person, which a lot of people don't see themselves through real eyes, it's hard to meet a companion. And, you know, it's been something that I have said for years, you know, I really want a witness to my life. I want to be in love with somebody. But if, you know, I have a 12-year-old daughter, I really want like a family. But if it doesn't work out, I have to be happy with myself. And it's interesting because I just started finally dating someone who I believe I truly am in love with now. And that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't in the right space in my own mind. But I'm also at the place where like if something happened, I'm okay. Not because I have walls up, but because I've learned to be super strong, but also vulnerable enough that I let somebody finally love me. But it takes a long time to get to that spot, you know?
Yeah. And I think you have to let go, because if you're always worried, you'll never ever find this place. I'm so surprised that Sergio, I love him more today than I did when I met him, for sure. Yeah. I broke up with him 37 times going, this is not going to work. And we are closer and closer. Or I don't, every time I think I can't get closer to that man, I get closer to him.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
well,
we
it's
don't
probably
have
doing all those experiences together, because he's your best friend.
He's my best friend. And the thing is, we don't, I never feel vulnerable in a way like, I've never, like, I live here and girls are in bikinis all the time, much younger than me. And by the way, we live in the Middle East. We are the only couple this way around. This does not exist. And that's why I think we're becoming so popular, because, you know, it just wouldn't happen. And he's a good looking guy, obviously. And he just has never once made me feel like he's looking somewhere else ever. Right. And, you know, I've never had that sort of, it's funny that the youngest guy I've ever been with is the one that's made me feel the most secure and relaxed in my age, who I am, and just, you know, lets me be me.
Right. I love that. So, all right, you guys have all these projects going on. What would people be surprised to hear about you that people don't know, like when you're off camera? Because so many people are used to seeing you guys together. You do post a lot, you know. Is there something that is like something you love to do that people wouldn't know about you guys, or you in particular?
Well, I mean, you do see pretty much everything we do, to be honest. I sort of live my life. I kind of made a little TV show, but I'm much softer and kinder, I think, than I come across on TV. I just am no bullshit. I just, if I don't like you, you know, you're going to know about it. But that's not, I don't think that's a bad thing either, right? I think that just means, you know, I'd rather someone was direct than not.
Right.
And I just feel like, I think I'm a lot softer. Like I think Sergio thinks that he's completely softened me. Like with him, I think I'm really a much better person or a kinder person than maybe that you see.
Right.
But I, you know, also I hold a lot together. So I think, as you know, being a single mom, it's not easy to be everything to everyone.
Right.
And so that does make you this tough person. I don't really have a lot of time to do much else. So there's nothing, I mean, other than my wellness and going to Pilates and, you know, sitting in a cold plunge and doing, you know, stuff for me. I try, and today I had an amazing lymphatic massage and, like, you know, things like this. I all I do is self-care, just so that I'm good for me, family, if I have any time. But we really, you know, I've been going since whatever o'clock, and it's now 9 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So I don't really, or normally I'm out again and then there's an event and then I work in America. And so then, you know, I do a lot of podcasting at night, obviously, because of the time difference, a lot of conference calls. So all of these kind of things. So I'm always busy.
So I think when people look at you, they see obviously style and beauty. Can you share some of like your beauty tips, the things you love? Like you just said, the cold plunge. Do you believe that that's something that definitely helps?
Yeah, I think it tightens your skin, and it's just that gives you that sort of start for the day. So I think some of the things that I swear by is doing just your morning routine, because just opening the windows and grounding your feet in the earth, like, honestly, start gives you a whole different perspective on your life. And, you know, Sergio and I are big on our gratitude journals. But beauty wise, you know, I do everything. I've just had, you know, I had a facelift. One of the best decisions of my life I've had. I believe in doing whatever you keep amazing hold of yourself. So I just believe women at our age, you can see a 40 mid-40s women, and then there are mid-40s women, right? And there is no reason to let go. And it's somehow like people get angry with us for doing all this. And it's like, you can do it too. Why do you have to, like, I don't want to give in to old age. And it's not because of any other societal pressure. It's for me. Nobody's
Totally.
telling me to
And
look.
I think it's important to like not give up, but at the same time, you have all these people that are like, well, why do you have to care so much about that? Well, because I don't feel inside like I'm almost 50. I th keep thinking I'm 30 or 32, and I don't want to age. I want to age gracefully. But I've also kept in my mind, I'm not going to try and compete with 25-year-olds because I'm not, and I'm going to be okay in my
There's no need to
age.
compete. There is no need to compete. I've never felt the need to compete with anyone. I am who I am. I actually have a very high self-worth. So I'm, and I'm, and I think everybody needs to have that, right? Because if I look like this at my age, I can still walk into the room and command respect. Now, I'm not looking, obviously, I've got a husband, so I'm not looking to pick up men. So I'm not looking at that kind of beauty, right? To walk in and startle people. I don't care. But what I do care is to it gives me confidence to walk in and go, you know, you're going to listen to me. I think women have given up slightly. I feel like just get looked at and overlooked by people. And I feel like you need to do it for you, like the best version of who you are, not what I look like, the best version of you.
And sometimes I feel like it gets confusing for people because they do things to get attention as opposed to just be better and look better and feel better in their own skin, so they have self-confidence as opposed to doing crazy things to get attention. I think that's the problem.
Exactly. And actually, less is more. Funny enough, I wear less makeup now, the older I am. I live in Dubai, so I'm in jean short cutoffs. It's a very LA lifestyle kind of thing. I live here. Whereas I think before, when I was younger, I'd be like in head to toe in Chanel and aged myself completely.
I see.
And now I feel like I'm more young, more free, more like I'm living just, I have this very young life. Obviously, because I have a very young husband too, and he's also provided me that incredibly crazy fun life. Like, I don't know, you're cooking and he'll pinch your bum, and it's like, you know, it's just cute. It's fun. I'm having a complete redo, which again is up to whatever floats your boat. But my point in anything is possible at any age, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. There are plenty of young men out there that find 50-year-old women fucking hot. And there are plenty of older men that find 50-year-old women hot. It what it is whether you are hot. Because if you don't believe it, they won't believe it.
And it is important, and I know we both know Caroline Bordano, now I'm
Yes.
forgetting.
Yeah.
And I've had her on my show. I know you've, I think, been on hers or vice
Yeah.
versa. And she's such a great example of someone who's like, get up, get dressed, feel good about yourself, and the rest will fall into place. So I love that concept too. I think it's very important.
It's so important, and it's not bullshit. It is actual truth. Good things will happen. It's amazing because it's like the it, some of the prettiest women I know aren't confident, and some of the, you know, most, I don't know, average women are the ones married to these amazing men because they had much more like I'm here. Self-belief rather than it's not just the exterior, it's not just like making yourself look like everybody else, it's about making yourself good for you so you can perform at your top level.
Okay, so just some tangible things for people listening. Is there like a makeup line you like the best, or a lotion, or a laser?
So I love Sunday Riley for my creams and things like this, and Dr. Lara Devon, I love their stuff. Actually, for my body, I'm ashamed to say, but I love the Goop one, but it's ridiculously expensive. Then I've just done clear, ultra clear laser actually on my stomach, which is like I've got these dots everywhere to tighten your skin. Very painful, but it's the deepest one that they do, but brilliant. And you can and do it all over.
It's for skin tightening, so you don't see this. Skin
tightening. And I'm going to do it here, the droopy bits that all of us older women get, above the knees, on my tummy. So love that laser. What else are my secrets?
Do you drink a lot of water?
No, I'm terrible. I should drink more. I really should.
But people are always talking about water. I can't do it.
I can't. I drink a lot of tea. It's got water in it. I've got to drink more fresh water. Not enough. I have a lot of smoothies. I have. I make a smoothie every morning. I drink electrolytes, which is why I want to go into, like, you know, having my shot and trying to get as many things down me in a shot in the morning that I can. I used to have all these pills. That's why I've done all these gummies, because I'm trying to put everything into one rather than taking this giant pill pot everywhere with me.
Right, right. I just had someone on, like, on a side note, I will tell you, this concept of the powder drinks, like any beverage, when it says it has vitamins and all that stuff in it, it actually really doesn't, because it's already in the water. So it's so important to put have the powder. There's a great company. It's a water company called Karma Water, and they have the capsule on the top when you buy the water, and you just, before you drink it, you push it down, and then it's all the immediate effects of the vitamins and minerals go right into your drink. So that's amazing. A great option for you when you are starting to build of that.
I love all this. Yeah. Absolutely love it. I mean, I'm big into peptides as well at the moment. Yeah. Nothing's changed my skin, my mood, testosterone, all of this. Fantastic as we get older, especially as we're, you know, going into menopause.
Right. And then just quickly with your style, you have such an amazing style. Is there a certain kind of clothing you like, or store, a favorite piece?
My favorite piece right now are my flared Chanel jeans. I just never take them off. And style wise, I guess I kind of just wear a lot of silk, you know, easy palazzo pants and bra tops here, because, you know, I have to, I'm running around all the time, and it's like, it's a very chilled, relaxed, lifestyle until the nighttime. And then I do all my glamour, and I love this sort of difference of being running around and working all day, and then just you go to these glamorous things every night here where you have to get full glam and hair and makeup and live this different world. And I guess with, you know, doing something like Housewives as well, it's you're always in these amazing outfits that I love to put together. I love I love Dolce & Gabbana. I love Chanel. I love so many different designers.
So you like high-end pieces, but are you kind of like, you know, in America, it's really popular to go on, let's say, Revolve and pick different pieces. Is there something like late at night, you're sitting in bed scrolling a certain online store that you love their pieces?
I do everything at Revolve.
You do?
I do. And I love Ronnie Kobo. I think she's amazing. Just a girlfriend of mine. So easy to wear. I love Tara, who owns L'Agence. She's one of my best friends. Like, L'Agence jeans, I wear all the time. So easy, so affordable. And they do these amazing, like, jackets and things like this, very Chanel-esque. I love Varley for, like, you know, amazing sort of, like, tracksuit sets and things like this. And I mix high-low all the time.
Right.
All the time. So, you know, I like to buy key expensive piece, like one piece or two pieces in the season, that sort of updates your look. Like, I love Frankie Shop. You know, amazing sort of, they have the best coats, and, you know, Attico, I love. Just really,
Do you have a favorite color?
Favorite color, pink or green.
Yeah, bright. Something bright.
Yes, I'm always wearing color.
Right. Okay, a couple quick questions and then I'll let you go. Obviously, it's been reported, some rumors, that the Real Housewives of Dubai is taking a pause. I heard you talking a little bit about it on your podcast. If it doesn't come back, first of all, can you talk about it? Were you given a call yet, or are you just assuming that it's on pause, or where are we?
No, we've been told. Yeah,
you have been told. And how do you feel about that?
Mixed emotions. You know, obviously I'm sad. Like, I think Dubai as a backdrop is amazing. Do I think that we got it completely right yet? No. But I do feel, obviously, we were just getting to a really good part. I think we found our stride. I was just, you know, coming back. We're all navigating each other. And I feel like the third season would have been amazing.
Yeah. And do you feel like, I mean, I just saw the Real Housewives of London has been announced, and is there some sort of reality show that you would hope to be on? Are you fine with not being on TV right now? Like, where is your head with all that?
Oh my God, everyone every day asks me to go back to London, and I can't go back to London. I've got teenage children. I mean, if they wanted me for a few episodes to go and hand over the baton, I'm here. I'd love to go over, and obviously Juliet is looking at it, and my old friends, I think. So that would be fantastic, but move to London. I'm happy here. I'm 48. I've been on TV quite a long time. I would love to go on with the Bravo family, obviously, and hopefully that's in my future. But if not, it's not also something that I'm, running around and having a panic attack over right now. I'm going
But
to
do you
take this.
go ahead? Sorry.
It's going to take this time to chill and see what's next.
Yeah. Do you think you would ever see it in your cards to have a show with Sergio about, whatever the next step is, like the doing the Bali place?
Yes, I mean, couldn't you? Wouldn't it be
Yeah.
great? Like, I would love that. I think Sergio and I are so different, and I get it all the time. I got it all the time while I was on there. Just make a show with Sergio, make a show with Sergio. Everyone's obsessed because they think we're very like I Love Lucy, or was
Right.
it Lucy and Ricky? And I think our dynamic is so funny for people to watch.
That would be
And
great to see you guys running like a bed and breakfast in Bali and all the crazy people that come through.
fucking hilarious. Can you
Yeah.
imagine the people coming in and us trying to cope with it?
Right.
It would be very, I was it what was it called? Up and up, upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, right. Are you watching any reality shows right now that you love?
Yes, I'm watching Miami because I have a lot of friends on Miami. I watch all of them. I love all the Housewives. Like, I'm a Housewives fan, so
Yeah.
it was great. I've enjoyed being on it. I mean, Lightning. I've done two shows, which is unheard of. So I can only be grateful, and that everybody seems to want me to stay. So that's nice, and I've weathered the storm. I watch all of their shows. I'm going to. I love. Oh, what's the one with the boat? I love
Oh,
it too.
below deck.
That's it. I have a very bad memory. Below Deck's great fun. Summer House is great fun. I just, I used to love watching Vanderpump Rules with Lisa Vanderpump. I just love her.
Right. What did you think about that whole scandal? And, they're talking about that might be on a pause too. Are you kind of done with that, watching them?
Yes, I haven't seen it lately, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know what the scandal was, but I think,
Well, with that whole thing with Tom Sandoval and Rachel, Raquel, whatever she goes by,
Oh, and the affair, yeah.
yeah.
Look, I don't know. I don't really think about it. I mean, the thing is that they're working under very close circumstances, and I guess, they're young and young, dumb, and full of, what do they say?
Come.
Yes.
And
They
then
all
lastly,
slept with each
with
other. I'm surprised it's a scandal.
right. What about the Housewives of New York? What do you think they should do with that? They are also saying that that might be on a pause. I haven't watched it in the 2 years or whatever it's been because I kind of found it boring, and I thought the original one was much better.
I don't know. Again, I've got friends on there. I haven't seen this one that every I've seen that the what everyone's saying that it's tanking, but I also wonder whether TV is just going a different direction that people watch live TV anymore. Is it streaming now? Like, everybody kind of goes to catch up, right? So it's not
Right.
live. So I
That's a
don't
good
know.
point. You're right about
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Like, who's in at night? Anymore. You sort of sit on a Sunday and watch them all together. But I don't know. I can't comment on this season because I haven't seen it. But when I had gossip bits about it from the girls, because obviously Chanel Ayan is cousins with one of them, like, it sounded like they were fire. So I'm shocked that it's tanking, or they're telling everyone saying it's tanking. I really am. Like,
Yeah.
I would hope that it's salvageable. It'd be sad to lose all of us at once.
Oh yeah, for sure. What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
That I don't have a heart. I'm one of the most loyal, kind people you'll ever meet.
Oh, I think that people see you as kind, no?
Thank you. I don't know.
Well, I think not only are you be I, the thing with you is I think people see your beauty and then also are threatened by your relationship. And so I think there's a lot of just like talk and chatter, but like, you know, even just getting to spend an hour with you, you can see what a kind, empathetic person you are that has a whole real life going on. And it's not just a life on television, like some people do put out there, you know, and then you never know who they really are, because that's totally different than the reality. So you seem very-
And we're exactly the same on and off camera. And I think that's what's been so wonderful even here, that people are really embracing us now, as I said, because I think they really understand that it is real. And I think at the beginning, people doubted it. And I understand why, because it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to say that it can happen. And I, you know, I think too many women go into relationships with young men and say, no, it's not going to work. And I definitely was one of them. And you push them away, and you push away a good thing because you think of all the reasons it can't work. But those reasons are actually some of the things that it can work. Like Sergio, honestly, is like, I'm going to look after you till, you know, I can't anymore, kind of thing. So I don't understand why that would change. And I actually think that if you look at Macron and his wife and people like that, you know, because you've given so much to each other and brought him up and they've had all their experiences with you, there, it's a different type of attachment.
Absolutely. Yeah. My last question that I just thought of, do you have something on your bucket list? Like, will you ever have a kid with Sergio, even if you decide to adopt? Or I don't know, is there something
in it right now? So we actually spoke to a surrogacy clinic yesterday, and we have an embryo on ice. That's the last one I can get, I think. So that's a big bone of contention. Like, he's sad about it. He wanted to go and get more, but I'm just too old, I think, now to get more eggs. So we do have one, and he's really, really, really keen, really keen. I'm a little less keen with a baby, but then I am also open to it. Like, I do feel that he's young enough and he could do it. And he has proved himself time. Like, he's not, he does everything else for me so well that I don't see why he couldn't be a father. And we have enough help, right?
Right.
So I don't know if I want to rob him of that, to be honest. So we're in it right now. We're looking for a good surrogate.
And so, oh, that's amazing. I love that for you. But has he always wanted to be a parent?
Oh, he's desperate. So all he sees is babies. Oh. Yeah. And his parents want one, and they're all like, they'll look after it. I won't have to do anything. So I don't know how realistic that is, but okay, right. I'll take it.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. That would be amazing. Where can people find you if they are not going to be able to find you anymore in Real Housewives of Dubai? Where can they keep up with you, catch up with you, and find out more about your place in Bali?
Caroline Stanbury on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, YouTube, my podcast, Uncut and Uncensored, on everywhere you can find podcasts, from Apple, Spotify, obviously.
And quick question, how often does that come out so people can listen?
Once a week. Okay. Once a week, every Wednesday. And then I have bustthelabel.com. And I also will have Samsara Nest, at Samsara Nest. So you can follow the progress of the build of the hotel, which is really exciting. We're building them all the time. We're building, showing the process, which is so much fun.
Amazing. I wish you the best of luck. Please give my love to Sergio. Hopefully we'll meet in person soon.
With pleasure. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Understood.